That is made possible by designating the vast majority of sections within Saratoga Racecourse as fully vaccinated. So, for example, the entire backyard, all of the hospitality areas, will be designated as vaccinated sections, open at 100% capacity, so long as all fans are vaccinated. And that's tremendously positive news because it will open up the entire backyard, for example, to general admission in a way that will be totally familiar for fans who have experienced Saratoga Racecourse before. First come, first serve, picnic tables, freedom of movement, no restrictions at all, so long as you're vaccinated. We'll reserve a small number of stadium seats, which will be required to be socially distanced for unvaccinated individuals who will need to wear a mask throughout the day at Saratoga Racecourse. So the path that we are following is in accordance with New York State guidelines. You recently saw that the New York Knicks, should they advance in the playoffs, will be opening up Madison Square Garden to only to vaccinated fans. So not only is it safe and mitigates the risk of COVID-19, but it will also allow us to welcome as many fans back to Saratoga Racecourse as possible for a summer reunion, the likes of which we have never experienced. So we're looking forward to it. We hope that fans welcome this news. We look forward to the energy and enthusiasm that was so missed throughout the summer of 2020.
Pat, can you tell me about season passes this year and how they are going to be made available and how that's different from years past?
Not much different at all. I mean, that's luckily what we are able to do will be much more familiar than it is different. Seasonal and weekly plans go on sale June 9th. Season passes are restricted to vaccinated fans only. And what that does is allow vaccinated fans to utilize that season pass every day of the meet.
Opening day will allow individuals who have already been vaccinated to get in for free.
Correct.
Are there any plans in place to actually have vaccines available on site for anyone who comes by and has not yet been vaccinated?
Well, no, and remember, according to CDC guidance, individuals aren't fully vaccinated until 14 days following a second dose of a two-dose series, so that would be the Pfizer or Moderna, or 14 days after a one-dose, so that would be the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. You know, we encourage folks to get vaccinated. The vaccines are safe, easy, obviously effective against COVID-19. We're looking, we would absolutely partner with local organizations, vaccine sites to further incentivize the vaccinations. It's why we're offering free admission on opening day as an incentive for folks who may be hesitant for whatever reason, that these vaccines have now proven to be safe and incredibly effective against COVID-19. So we would absolutely be eager to do anything that we can to get folks vaccinated as quickly as possible.
So individuals would have to bring their Excelsior pass or their paper CDC card that has their vaccination status. I guess what happens if someone doesn't have that? Would they then be seated in the unvaccinated section?
Yeah, theoretically. I mean, don't leave home without that Excelsior pass on your smartphone or the CDC vaccination card. That, you know, we will be emphasizing that in the lead up to the meet. But yes, part of the reason why we did provide for an area for the unvaccinated is that there will undoubtedly be situations as you described. No physical evidence of a completed vaccine or other things that frankly may be unforeseen at this point, but may come up. So at least we'll have a limited number of seats to accommodate those fans.
Will there be any distancing guidelines or protocols in effect when it comes to the dining areas at the racetrack?
No, those will be open at 100% capacity in accordance with New York State guidance on large event venues in professional sports, stadiums, arenas, and racetracks. So sure, as you mentioned, the 1863 Club, the Stretch, the Four Star Dave, all of those individual hospitality areas that have become so popular with racing fans, we're thrilled that we'll be able to open those at 100% capacity.